WSEU 445 calling station WRWW 601. Last transmission broke up. I think he said give you 5 minutes. Standing by.
WSPT 544. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Pretty good morning. Still getting the rain. Not real happy about that, but I think we can celebrate over a cup of coffee this morning.
I think so. It's well deserved, let me tell you.
I'll be in there a little bit later. I got to get my hair cut and drop my daughter off. We're doing donuts and stuff with Dad, so I'll be a little bit later, but I will be there this morning.
Sounds good. I'll be here. There's only a couple of us sitting in the lot right now.
Hopefully the lot fills up. WSET 544, clear on your final.
445, standing by.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, I was up in Auburn Hills by the mall, so it was right on the edge of the repeater there. I'm on 59 now.
Got the new radio in the truck, and it's still a little bit of static in the background on it. I don't know if mine's coming through clear or not.
You sound pretty good on this end. It sounds almost a little over. Good.
There's just a lot of background static on here. Maybe you're just not close enough to repeater yet.
I'm eastbound, so I was just working closer towards that Mount Clemens repeater.
On your way into work?
Yep, back to the coal mine, but I heard you guys chat briefly, and I'll drink a celebratory sip of coffee with you.
Yeah, man, well deserved. The sigh of relief this morning. I got you and the captain are working together on the same truck today.
No, Captain's off, so I'm in his spot. Jeff and I are working together.
Oh, boy. After what happened last night for today, when you get both of you guys together, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. So you guys got rain up there, is that what I heard?
Yeah, it's been raining up here for about 3 days now.
It got real windy last night. I stayed up way too late watching the news, of course. And we lost power about, I don't know, like 1 o'clock in the morning. I fell asleep to the hum of the Generac.
Democrats last ditch to hide it.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day today. We're hopefully the rain's supposed to be done today. And all I can say is if we'd had cold temps, we'd have had some snow.
I hope we get a good winter. We haven't been able to ice fish. We've had 2 week winters. There's been no ice, no snow, nothing. Just rain and clouds. Floor rain.
Yeah, it also hurts the wallet, too.
Oh, especially up there, I could not imagine all of the motels, gas stations, restaurants, and bars need us trolls to come up there and support the economy in the wintertime.
Yeah, it sucks. If there's no snow, they at least need to open everything back up to the side-by-sides again and get some money through here.
Well, we got a good day today. Hopefully we'll just roll on into a good winter.
Yeah, you're breaking up real bad now.
I'm running along the high tension lines.
Kind of where I'm at, sitting in the parking lot, surrounded by power lines. I kind of picked one spot over here that's a decent spot for transmission, and that's where I park every morning.
Yeah, that's one thing about this UHF. It is very line of sight and very finicky.
Still better than AM, though.
That's for sure. All right, man, I'm about to pull in. It's going to be a beautiful day. It says WRWW601. I will be clear on your final, Brian.
All right, Jeremy, you have a good day. This is WSEU 445, clear.
WRWR 357 monitoring.
WSFK 697, testing through Detroit 625. Can I get a radio check, please? WSFK 697, testing Detroit 65, can I get a radio check, please?
Person requesting a radio check, I believe, on the 625. I'm on the 625, you're coming through loud and clear.
Copy, thank you. WSFK 697, clear.
RCY 565 clear.
WSDQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
And 7 testing Toledo East. If you can please give me a radio check, please.
WRZD 872, got you loud and clear.
Copy, thank you. Said yes. 697, clear.
Where are you broadcasting from?
WSFK 697 is Detroit Metro Airport.
Copy that. WRZD 872, just on the south end of Flint.
WRWM
KRAS 504, monitoring your frequency.
WSET 544, are you listening?
WRZT 544.
WSET 544.
Good afternoon, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZT 544.
Thanks, Bob. This is WSEU 445. I was looking for W Sam Edward Tom 544.
Bad. I'm deaf. Enjoy your day. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring. Clear on your final.
WSEU 445, monitoring.
celebration.
The glow, but I did go out and buy a new red truck today.
That's fantastic. So, per GMRS, what is your call sign?
WRZP544, Bob is Floyd and County, sir.
Well, good to hear that you got it.
That, it's all good. Per policy, no politics. Just bought a red truck, that's all. Enjoy your day, sir. WRZP
504. You too, you too. Let's keep America free. WRZP 503, clear.
Two Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring for a bit.
Station is snap. This is WSCC 560 radio check, over.
Nope, sorry, no radio check today. Try again later, or never.
Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack. If I get up your shot to that way, I can say Southwest. Conditions aren't the greatest, but I'm making up this way.
It's sounding good. The audio is good, but the signal is not that great. Anyhow, how are you doing today?
I'll change the plan there, Jack. Needed the rain here. We got a nice soaking for a little while, but need some more, I guess. But anyway,
Roger that.
Okay, Jack, are you at home there, or are you on the road?
I'm at home, on the home base, Roger.
Okay, real good, real good. You have a great evening, great afternoon there, and keep those Lions winning, man. I want to see them in the Super Bowl, so we have a long way to go down this way. So anyway, we'll talk again. Take care. WSA 847, I'll be clear.
Good to hear you back, Dan, which is always to hear you good. Anyhow, you take care and you have a good day. I'll be listening, so whatever you want, WIUG 48.
WFFD 595, mobile listening. Anyone else out there on the road? Northbound 75.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 783, mobile.
WRVV 525.
WSFR 966.
How you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, all good. How are you? I'm kind of new.
Yeah, hanging in there. I don't know. It feels like a Monday. I don't know. just had the first couple of days of the week off work and just getting back into it today, but oh yeah, kind of new to the GMRS, so we're about to look at. I'm over here in Detroit currently, near 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway.
Yeah, thanks for that. I wanted to check a distance. I'm up in the Rochester area.
Okay, yeah, good. So you're probably coming into the Macomb or the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm not sure how much you know about this, but it's all linked up kind of more or less the whole lower peninsula. There's repeaters in Detroit, Mount Clemens, Flint, Mayville, Saginaw, and Sheboygan.
Yeah, tracking. I think I was set up on the Detroit one, but I forget. I might have. I was trying to connect to a couple of them, but yeah, maybe this is Mount Clemens one.
Yeah, that would be the closest one to you, anyway. I think it's 675 would be the frequency on that. What kind of. Are you working with a handheld or a mobile radio? What kind of radio you got?
Yeah, you're right. I just checked it. It is Mount Clemens. I just bought one of those, I don't know how you pronounce it. I've heard it different ways, but one of those Ocean KG-1000Gs, I think.
Okay, yeah, you can pronounce whichever way you want. I usually say like Wooksen or whatever, Wooksen, Wooshen, Ocean, whatever you want. Yeah, but that's a nice it's a nice mobile rig, or you can use it as a base station. From what I understand, that's good. I got a ham handheld that I kind of did a little software mod to be able to use on GMRS, but yeah, they're good radios.
Yeah, ultimately my intent is to see how good this one is for just sort of local traffic, right? It's good that I'm glad that I've already got the repeater working, but I want to see, you know, if I can reach some family members, you know, nearby.
Yeah, it should work good for you. I mean, depending on the distance or. Really, it's like where you get your antenna or their antenna set up. It should be nice for if you're dealing with the same city or relatively close communications. Or you can always go through the repeater, so there's nothing wrong with that either. Repeaters, that Macomb repeater's got a really good footprint, and it's a strong repeater, so it should work good for you guys.
Yeah, good point, thanks.
Yeah, that's a good thing that's about the GMRS license. It's good for the whole family, so a good way to keep in touch in the event of an emergency or just for everyday stuff. So, anyway, my name is Nick over here, and I'll be listening. It's WRVV525.
WSFT 595. Listening mobile, northbound at 75. Anybody else out there enjoying this mild weather?
WSFT 544. I'm enjoying a little bit of rain where I'm at.
WRXI 743 mobile. Oh yeah, how are you?
WSFD 595. I am northbound on 75, just past Wadsworth Road, heading north to hunt camp. Best weekend of the rut for archery hunters out there before the rifle season starts. That's where I'm headed. I'll be going up to 10, heading west.
Well, be safe on your travels and try not to hit any deer on the way to hunting. They're all there. WSET 544 monitoring.
WSFD 595. Mobile. Traveling, listening. Anybody else out there on the road on 10 westbound?
WSEW 573 monitoring.
999, still there?
WSDX870. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Over.
Thank you, 870. This is Mike 795. I was beginning to wonder a little bit. I heard some key ups on that mighty Flint repeater. A couple of them. I tried to get somebody to answer back, so I appreciate the call back. I was a little worried about my radio there for a second. I spent a lot of money on this thing. How you doing today?
Doing great. Yeah, just heading home on my mobile here. I know what that's all about. I just lost my mobile radio. I'm having to use my handheld right now. Something happened to it. Started not picking up frequencies, and no one could hear me. So off it went back to the manufacturer. Over.
Come on loud and clear on that handheld. I'm mobile also. I'm northbound at Mount Morris Road. I think that's exit 126. But you're coming loud and clear on handheld. You must have that hooked up to your outdoor antenna.
Yes, sir. Using Midland GMRS antenna. The MTA-26, and my little handheld, a little TID radio, H3. It's working pretty good. I like it.
Well, I love this big, bad ocean 50 watts that I'm talking to you with, you know, that KG-1000 plus. But I think my antenna's off a little bit. I got one of I think I'm gonna have to, I should go to that Midland. It's got a, I think it's got like a 6 decibel gain. This one over there is a 3 decibel. I don't know if that's gonna help, but I seem to be having a little bit of an antenna problem.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that Wooks and KG-1000. It's supposed to be a pretty good radio. I just sent off the Redodity DB40G. It just stopped working after about, I don't know, probably a month of use. So I don't know what that's all about. I've heard good things about it, but the Midland, I did have to tune it. I had to take about 2 inches off the mast there to tune it in. But I got about a 1.08 SWR, so pretty good antenna match.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I got a buddy up near my cabin that's an old Elmer, General Elmer, and that's what I need to do. I've never put a meter on this. I just use it out of the box. I don't have one, so I think that's what I need to do. And it may have to, it's a short one, but it's wholesome. You know, I got the animal mount on it, you know, the motor, new Motorola mount on it. It's just, I think it's just the antenna that's just not quite working up to what my capabilities of what this radio can do. But the radio itself, I absolutely love it. I'm looking now maybe to buy another one. My ultimate goal is just to put a little repeater up near my cabin, just for our neighborhood. I keep it in the truck right now, just to play around, and he's used to talking on it. And my goal, like I say, is to buy another one to double them up for a neighborhood repeater up north. Over.
Sure, yeah. I actually reordered a radio. I ordered that Repeatus RA87. I'm hoping it's a good radio. It's supposed to be a 40 watt. And it's capable and be used as a repeater. So that's kind of like future idea going on there. Over.
Yeah, I actually saw one, I literally saw one on Facebook last night on the marketplace for the same exact one I have, brand new, plus, so it's going to be a newer version, $250, but you got to worry about the fees on the marketplace. I thought that was a little too good to be true. Over.
Gotcha. Yeah. Are you moving north or away from your repeater? Over. You're getting a little fuzzy. Over. WSDX 870. Yeah, I'm not picking you up anymore. Not through the squelch. I turned it down, but I'm still not catching you. Over.
WRZX 218. Station 870. You got a copy?
Over.
That Redivis is a nice little radio. I got that in my mobile. You'll like it, but it only 32 watts real time. Mine does. Over.
Good to know. Yeah. I guess it's going to be better than the little 5 watt I'm using right now. But I'll give it a shot. I think the Redivis 40G there was about the same. Over.
Roger that. I run a mag mount on the center of my roof, Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I tuned it to GMRS because it was dual band. Took about 3-4 millimeters off it. I got a 1.4 match on that, and I keep checking SWR and watt. 32-31 watts is all them put out, so they're kind of fibbing. And I'm talking to you now on a KG-1000 base, so yeah, I heard you mention them. Them's my two radios, over.
So, in your recommendation, would you go with the 1000G over the Retivas? Over?
Oh, hands down, 110%. This here KG-1000 is like two radios in one. You have a speaker and a mic, and it's a fifth grader could program it. I mean, it's an excellent little radio, I think. I've been running it for just about a year.
Roger that, yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking of doing the repeater function, maybe getting a second one later on, but I can always get the looks and do. I wouldn't mind having multiple radios. Over.
Copy that.
We'll
these Wooksums are set up for that. They give you the cable to connect two of them to make a repeater out of two of them. But that'd be about $825 adventure though if you get two of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess for $800, there's probably better options at that point. Over.
Roger that. It's a nice radio. I love it. And had zero issues with it, too, in these 8-9 months I've had it. But, I think it was 404 delivered, UPS, from two-way radio.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of reviews on it. I watch that Not a Rubicon online a lot. And he says good things about it as well, so I'm going to just have to get both. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, Retivas. I run that strictly on my mobile, and it's out pretty good. I've talked from, I run on a Detroit repeater, 625 exclusively. That's my home repeater, and I can go Milan, almost to Tecumseh and talk on my mobile back to it and get out. So, yeah, it works pretty good. We got the right antenna. That's a big, big, big issue. Got to have a good antenna. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I was up in KPAC a couple weeks ago, and I was hitting the Mayville repeater, which is, I'm going to guess, probably the 35 miles. And it was coming in loud and clear.
Copy that. Yeah, these work real well. There used to be a little bit of interference. Happens every now and then, but, you know, deal with it and get back. All right, it's been nice talking to you there, 870. This is Randall. WRZX 218. It will be clear and standing by after your final.
Yeah, nice chatting with you, Randall. I appreciate the time, and it'll be WFTX 870, clear.
At station 870, this is WIUG 488, copy.
Hey, Jack, this is 870, Kevin. How you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Yeah, just on my way home. Just trying to get through this traffic. Over.
Anyway, that Roger beeper, it has to be off. The MIA systems, they don't like the Roger beeper. It's not me, but the MIA Roger.
How's that? I think I turned it off. Over.
Yeah, that's good. Anyhow, well, I haven't heard you a long time. What's happening?
Well, that Redondity BB40G that I had, something happened to it. Probably about a week or two now. It stopped receiving and transmitting properly. And I only figured it out because everything was pretty quiet. And I just happened to screw my handheld in on my same antenna just to see why. And I started picking up everything again. So I don't know what happened to it, but I ended up shipping it back. Over.
Did they give you a new one? Oh, not yet.
I reordered a different radio. I ordered one of those Retivas RA87. Over.
And how does that work? It works better than Retrieves?
Well, I won't get it until November 8th. So I'm using my little 5-watt handheld, what's it, SID radio H3, over.
Yeah, but, and you're also driving, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm driving north out of Rochester, up Rochester Road.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Anyhow, I haven't heard you a long time, and what the heck is going on with this guy? I haven't heard him a long time. Anyhow, good to hear you. You take care, and we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
All right, sounds good, Jack. You take care, too. WFTX 870 clear.
Station 488, you got a copy? WRZX218.
Yeah, what's happening? How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. How's this BB20G sound that you running off the Yagi?
It sound good. You know, anybody got, you know, like, just a little bit. That's all you got. Otherwise, it sound excellent. Roger.
Good deal. Yeah, I was looking for a little radio check from you. I took it out of my car for the winter. I'm parking it. And, I didn't want to leave it out there, so I brought it in. I said, well, I'll hook it up to the Yagi and have it as a standby. So, all right, Jack, I'll catch you later, maybe. It's WRZX 218, and we're clear with the phone ringing.
Go ahead, answer the phone. I know I talked to Dane about 2 hours ago out of Cleveland. And he said, everything okay? And I said, yeah. He likes the two-watch Lions. I said, no problem. I'd talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48 clear.
Yes.
W4, this is WSCP, over.
This is WRAS 504, 560, do you copy?
This is 560, and read you loud and clear.
WSEG 849, monitoring on mobile.
WSEG 417. What you got there, Jody girl? Are you within range?
Yes,
417, I am on 96 on 65.
I got you. About to hit the congested highway. Alrighty then, so we're talking about maybe 20 minutes away then.
Yes, about that.
Copy, copy, copy. Should I take anything out of the freezer?
Yes, that would be great. Whatever sounds good is fine with me.
F-U-C-K, girl. I don't know.
WSFR 966, hello?
Go ahead, 966.
This is 966. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
966. I heard you. Copy.
Yes, ma'am. You're sounding good. I just want to see if this thing can get it out or not. I'm on the handheld with NY Radio. Roger.
Check. Doing the same.
Thank you. WIUG 48 is clear.
Good luck. Over. I heard you 99, but you're 966.
966. Am I clear?
966. You're clear. Over. Nine six six. Are you at the golf course?
Nine six six, can you hear me?
966, I hear you. WSFR 966,
Copy.
WSFR 966, over.
966, copy. Trying again on medium, copy. I can't hear you, copy.
All right, now I'm on high.
I heard you, copy. WSFR 966, copy. Do you copy?
You there?
This is WSBQ 996 monitoring the frequency.
Good afternoon. Good evening, sir. WRZT 544. How you doing down there?
WRWX221 Mobile.
WSFR 966.